My name is Professor Hassan Diab. I'm a professor of computer engineering at the American University of Beirut. I'm currently vice president at AUB, and I'm a former minister of education and higher education. Well, there's no doubt that the solution is multifaceted, but I believe that one of the main solutions, which is more of a long term, is in education, because we are dealing with basically ignorance that is spreading across the world. Extremism has no specific nationality or religion. An extremist is an extremist, whether he is Muslim or Christian or from any nationality. And we've seen recently the problems that Europe has faced, some of which were, you know, the culprits were either Christians or Muslims. So there is Islam is a religion that is inclusive of everybody. When we talk about extremism, this is not really Islam. It's something that is very far from Islam. So education, I think, is the solution, and my presentation, my keynote presentation this afternoon will address this issue and how curricula can play a very important role in graduating, I'm talking about school, in graduating global citizens that are open-minded, that are accepting of the other, without affecting their own beliefs, whether it is religious or otherwise, without affecting their own nationalistic feeling, but at the same time to be open-minded to humanity as a whole. I think unity is extremely important, not just among Muslims, but among humanity in general. Lebanon is, if you remember, John Paul II, who visited Lebanon many years ago, said, and I'm quoting, "Lebanon is not only a country, it is a message." And indeed, it's a message to the world, because the social mosaic that is present in Lebanon is not really in any other country. It's an opportunity for the whole world to succeed. If Lebanon succeeds in its current makeup, it's a success story for humanity, not just for Lebanon. So the title of this institute and what this conference is addressing today on soft diplomacy, specifically in the Middle East and in the Arab world, is extremely important, and it is one way to tell the world that the extremism that is taking place now in the Middle East, maybe later across the world, does not represent Islam, nor does it represent even humanity. I think through education we can make a big difference. The only problem is that it takes time, because we're talking about curricula that spreads 12 years in, from grade 1 to grade 12 in the K-12, and at some point these students have to be able to be accepted in any university across the world. So it's important, it's extremely important for graduates to be, as the name of my speech today will be, global citizens.